we will do him at this point.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Maxbury?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Just give me 1 second, sir, to get your paperwork in order, and we'll get started shortly.
All right.
Mr. Maxwell, we have to go through a process here, but it should be noted you're getting out tomorrow. You know this, correct?
Okay, well, if it'd be easier on your end, I just wanted to make sure we can go ahead and make it as short and as quick as possible, sir. I hear that you got a busy schedule.
Well, certainly, this hearing is your right. We're not trying to hurry you past it as much as we're saying you're getting out tomorrow. The hearing is your right. But it'll be to no advantage of you because you're coming out tomorrow. So
yes,
the option we have is to kill your number, but we still have to read part of the hearing to get through it. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, then we'll just do that. Just bear with me, and we'll get through it quickly. Again, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Okay, Gary McGill Maxbury, 313-891.
Okay, sir, good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 17, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is correct, sir.
One of those hearing rights is that you could hire an attorney at your expense. Here, no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today?
Yes, sir, I am.
Just a quick introduction. Listening to the hearing today is our full board, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'm serving as the panel chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. I still need to swear you in, so do you solemnly swear, and Mr. Osborne as well, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Maxbury, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe
yes.
The allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections.
Yes.
Board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do, sir.
According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal leisure company as follows. Violation of condition 12A is demonstrated by your failure to report on March 13, 2017 to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, following your discharge on March 11, 2017 from Vivre Recovery House located in Phoenix, Arizona. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Maxbury, is this true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. And I can move through the remainder of the hearing, so I'm going to read both portions, and that is, based on your admission, I move to find you delinquent as you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and that you may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And furthermore, based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W1219, the information provided by Mr. Maxbury that he wants to kill his number, as well as the information provided in the warrant regarding his absconding from supervision, in which we could not account for his activity for a significant period of time, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Maxbury was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or was about to lapse for the wage of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Maxbury, this brings your hearing to an end. We wish you a happy holidays as you're getting out before Christmas, correct?
Man, God bless you, and I wish all you guys a happy holiday as well.
You too. Please stay safe out there. We certainly don't want to see you again before this board. Stay out of trouble. And we wish you a happy and productive life out there.
Yes, sir, and I wish you guys the best. And sorry we had to be under these circumstances.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You have a great day.
Yes, and you as well.